Lovers on Fire in Boat with Kite, circa 1965. Arthur Boyd, Oil on Canvas, 1080 by 1125 millimetres. Lovers on Fire in Boat with Kite was based on a sketch the artist made in 1942. While in the army, I bought 1 or 2 acres of land. I used to go down there on leave. I remember seeing a couple in a boat with black swans flying overhead, an image which deeply affected me. In the central foreground of this work, the pale naked forms of the lovers embracing in the bottom of a simply shaped rowboat ignite into an inferno of flames that burst upwards and become an important focal point in this painting. The white rounded forms of the lovers' heads point towards the left of the painting, their faces so closely pressed together they share a single profile. Their features are described in a careful black line and lips are traced in red, which meet in a blur of pink. The central motif introduces fiery colours that surge from the lovers as they come together in a passionate conflagration. The pale white of their arms and pink of their loins explodes into a riot of colourful flames, bright yellow with touches of smoky grey and red, but drift upwards, contrasting with the watery background in the middle third of the painting. The fiery colours also reverberate in the glowing evening sky and across a large diamond-shaped kite that appears above and slightly to the right of the boat. Within the kite, bird-like figure with outstretched Christ-like limbs that angle from corner to corner heads towards the left, mirroring the direction of the lovers in the boat below. The yellow and red colours are also reflected in the sand and waves around the lower edges of the boat. The colours are smudged and merged together with touches of blue and brown and pink. They appear to have been blended directly on the canvas by hands and fingers or thumb. In the middle of the composition, a stretch of land covered in dense dark green trees juts out from the left to meet the blue watery horizon on the right. Partway along this distant shore, a white ghost-like figure runs with raised hands, tilt of its body towards the right. The shape of this white apparition is echoed in the close foreground by a black T or horn-shaped metal oarlock positioned along the front edge of the boat. It acts as a focus. Its sharp lines and clear shape contrast starkly with the pale white and soft pink of the lovers' bodies. This work is complex, with layers of thick paint